Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, here we are again. This evening we enter the season of Lent. Although the church calendar rolls to a new year with Advent, but to me, there's something about Lent. There's something about Lent that feels like a new beginning. I think a lot of it is the time of the year, with spring approaching. The season has 40 days, not including Sundays, within Lent. Sunday is a little resurrection day. 40 days has biblical significance. It rained 40 days and 40 nights on Noah. Moses stayed on top of Mount Sinai for 40 days. And before he launched his ministry, Jesus retreated to the wilderness and fasted for 40 days. Then he was tempted by Satan. Lent has always been a season of preparation. It is a revival period. It's meant to stir up the embers of our faith, to rekindle the flames of our devotion and hope in the Lord. Lent is associated with practices to stimulate and energize our faith. It is why we hold extra midweek services on Wednesday and opportunities for devotional readings and prayer and as acts of fasting. I think there's a tendency to think that we should be extremely somber, a penitent during the season of Lent. But our reading today from Jesus, from the Sermon on the Mount, would suggest otherwise. When you fast, don't look dismal like the hypocrites. They disfigure their faces so as to show others they are fasting. Jesus instructs, when you fast, put on oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting won't be seen by others, but only your Father in heaven. Jesus' words here, spoken in the context of Ash Wednesday, suggest that this season is not meant to be one filled with artificial somberness. No. The season of Lent is meant to stir up our faith, to kindle something new within us. It's a season of revival. Lent begins with the observation of Ash Wednesday, and we mark our foreheads with a cross of ashes. And while we mark, we hear sobering words pronounced. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Ash Wednesday calls us to remember our mortality. Our days are numbered. One day, we all will die. Remember that you are dust helps us to keep our perspective in balance. How often do we take tomorrow for granted? We assume that we naturally have numerous days ahead of us. We make plans for months and even years in advance. But these ashes on our forehead remind us that we have no such guarantee. We receive life one day at a time, and we never know when our final day may come. As one who has marked people with ashes, and there's no discrimination, you see the full spectrum from newborn babies to 90 plus years. The words are pronounced to the healthy, to the hearty, and those who are with frail are compromised in their health. Now, the most profound experience I had during the imposition of ashes occurred many years ago. A woman in a previous congregation was suffering from a terminal disease. Now call her Catherine. I could see that Catherine and her family were coming down the aisle, as we did, down the aisle towards me. as the family grew closer, and their expressions on their faces were marked by an obvious sorrow. They told the story of a family who felt death looming in their home. Each one of them wore a face of sorrow. But then Catherine brought up the rear of her family. And as she stepped forward with a noticeable eagerness, she said she dearly wanted to receive the ashes. And then I spoke the words which were so evidently true. Catherine, remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And her face beamed. I mean, it actually beamed with radiance. And I'll never forget that. It was just like, boom, there it is, you know, a flash of light. Catherine witnessed to me the true meaning of this ritual. For we mark these ashes in the form of a cross, and in that cross there is reason to hope. Catherine knew in a very personal way that her remaining days on this earth were limited. But she also knew that there is more. There is life beyond this realm, and the ashen cross on her forehead marked that understanding. The cold ashes spoke of the promise of life anew, a life without end. And so today we've been marked with a cross. It speaks both death and life. In the ashes we remember that we are dust, but in the cross, here it is, but in the cross, we look to the resurrection opened to us through that Easter morning when our Lord stepped from his grave into the light of the new day. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.